Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 3. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are great. Your plans are great. You have done great things for us. We don't deserve your mercy. Thank you. Amen. Zechariah 3. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan was standing on his right to accuse him. But Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh rebukes you, O Satan. Yahweh, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebukes you. Is this not a stick snatched from the fire? And Joshua was clothed in filthy garments and was standing before the angel. And he answered and said to the one standing before him, saying, Remove the filthy garments from him. And he said to him, See, I have taken away your guilt from you, and will clothe you with rich garments. And I said, Let them put a clean headband on his head. And they put a clean headband on his head, and they clothed him with garments, and the angel of Yahweh was standing by. And the angel of Yahweh assured Joshua, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my requirements, then you will judge my house, and you will also guard my courtyards, and I will give to you passageways among those that are standing here. Listen, please, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions that are sitting before you, for the men are a sign that, look, I am going to bring my servant, the branch. For consider, the stone that I set before Joshua, on one stone are seven eyes. Look, I am going to engrave an inscription on it, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I will remove the guilt of that land in a single day. On that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, you will invite one another under the vine and under the fig tree. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. The prophets Haggai and Zechariah were sent by Yahweh to encourage the people to rebuild the temple. But they also have hints of much greater things that were happening than just some construction work. Haggai's prophecies were often addressed to the two leaders, Zerubbabel the governor, and Joshua the high priest. But the final prophecy in Haggai was just to Zerubbabel, saying that when everything was shaken, Yahweh would treat him like a signet ring. Now in Zechariah we have a series of visions. We actually will have 8 in this section, which goes up through chapter 6. In chapter 1 we had the first 2 of the visions. The first one was 4 horsemen patrolling the earth and finding it at peace, which was bad because the nations had caused trouble for Jerusalem and it seemed that they were getting away with it. The second vision was 4 horns and 4 craftsmen. The 4 horns were scattering the Jews, and the 4 craftsmen would defeat the horns. I think the point was that building the temple was a means of reversing the scattering of the Jews. Then chapter 2 had the third vision, a man going to survey Jerusalem. But the message from Yahweh was that measuring Jerusalem would be impossible because it would be spread so large. It would be too large to be surrounded by a wall. So Yahweh would be the wall for it himself, and he would also be in the middle of them, so guarding them and dwelling with them. And we also read that many nations will join themselves to Yahweh, not just the Jews. Now, this chapter is the 4th vision, and I should mention that some scholars see these 8 visions as a chiastic structure. We talked about that structure a little in the Psalms, but it appears all throughout the Bible, the mirror image. So the first item in the list matches the last item, the second item matches the second to last item, etc. In a chiastic structure, the focus is usually on the middle. So, since this is the 4th out of 8, it and the 5th together will be the focus. So this vision focuses on Joshua the high priest. Joshua is standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan is there accusing him. The word Satan means the accuser, or we might think of this as the prosecutor. But Yahweh rejects Satan's accusations and rebukes Satan. He says he has chosen Jerusalem and pulled Joshua out of the fire. Zechariah notices that Joshua is dressed in filthy clothes. So Yahweh tells the attendants standing there to remove Joshua's filthy clothes, and Yahweh explains that this symbolizes taking away his guilt, and Yahweh declares he will clothe him with rich garments. And Zechariah speaks up and suggests a clean turban or headband, which was part of the priestly outfit. So they put a clean turban on him and clean clothes. Then the angel gives Joshua a word from Yahweh. If he will walk in the ways of Yahweh, he will judge and guard the court of Yahweh and walk among the attendants, which sounds like priestly work. Then Yahweh mentions the branch. He says Joshua is a sign that the branch is coming. Back in Isaiah, we had mention of the branch, God's servant. And in this chapter, Yahweh had described Joshua as a stick pulled from the fire. But Joshua is not the branch himself, but a sign of the coming branch. And then Yahweh mentions a stone set there with seven eyes. And Yahweh says he will engrave this stone, and he will remove the guilt in a single day. And then they will have peace, which is described by sitting under the vine and under the fig tree. And now for a deeper dive. I think Satan's accusations were valid. Joshua's filthy garments show that he was sinful. But Yahweh chose to save him and remove the guilt from him. How could Yahweh do that and still be just? He gives some hints here in this chapter. It's connected to the branch, and the engraving on the stone, and Yahweh removing all the guilt in one day, which, of course, all points us to Jesus. In one day, he took all the sins and suffered for them so that we could be saved, so that God could take away our filthy garments and replace them with clean garments, so that God could rebuke Satan, who is rightly accusing us. The book of Hebrews talks about how Jesus is our high priest, and Jesus is our king. And we get to marry Jesus in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give him the glory, because the wedding celebration of the Lamb has come, and his bride has prepared herself, and it has been given to her that she be dressed in bright, clean, fine linen, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." We have been granted clean clothes. Jesus has taken our sins, our dirty clothes, away. Are we putting these clean clothes on? Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.